below them. Instead of 1 foot, you have
2 feet.
Okay, fine. When the ground is too cold or muddy to sit on, you might get down like this, and when you're inspecting the leaves of the tobacco plant or passing the time with a friend, you're down on your what?
They used to call it haunches. Or squatting, either one, whichever.
Okay. Someone's been sick a while, and now he's up and about, but he still looks a bit...
peaked.
Okay, fine. How would you say he felt?
Blah.
Probably. Okay. Any other expressions? Sickly? Something like that?
Well,
you might.
Possibly, yes. Or still weak, or...
Okay, fine. Okay. If a man is very big and muscular and athletic, you say he is very...
strong.
Okay, fine. Fine. Okay. Some person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you might say he's mighty...
good-natured.
Okay, fine. Somebody like a teenager who's all arms and legs and always stumbling over his feet, you say he's mighty...
clumsy.
Okay, fine. All right. A person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he is a plain... fool. Okay. All right. A man who never spends his money, you call him a...
miser.
Okay. All right. Okay. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean to you? If you said, that girl is very common...
well, she'd be just plainly dressed without makeup and just a common look. I mean...
okay, so you refer to her look. All right, fine. An old person, say about 80, who does his farm work, or let's take an old person, say about 80, who does her housework. She doesn't get tired. You'd say, I don't care how old she is. She's mighty...
spry.
Okay. Okay. The children... are out later than usual, and you say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
uneasy.
Okay. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
afraid.
Okay. Any other words for your feelings?
Scared.
Okay. Like in a graveyard, it would be scary. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. She isn't afraid now, but she...
might be.
Okay.
Or will be.
Or used
to be.
Okay, fine. All right. Or about the old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. All right. Okay. I don't understand why she's afraid. She, what would be the opposite of used to be? She didn't. Didn't used to be? Could you say that? I don't understand why she's afraid now. She...
oh, yeah, she didn't used to be.
Okay,
that's right.
All right. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty...
trusting.
Okay, or if you didn't want to compliment him, you'd say he's mighty for leaving his things around.
Sloppy.
Okay. How about the word careless?
Love careless also.
Also, there's a lot of responses for that.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
weird.
Okay. What would be another word for weird that shows she's weird acting? What could you say? Or would you ever use the word queer to describe somebody's weird actions, unusual actions?
Not nowadays, I don't think.
Okay, nowadays, then I mean, you would feel that you would, a person